Well, the document is called Together, Making the Difference. And the reason that the Irish Bishops' Conference felt that they needed some sort of a grounding, like it's a framework, it's just to show people who might want to work with young people in the context of the church, where to go from and how to start. I mean, sometimes when you want to work with young people, I mean, it sounds like a huge task, something, you know, you have to kind of figure out where to start from and then how to follow through. And this is just a guideline showing you how to begin, maybe what's needed and how to follow through on it and get it to keep going, you know, have some sort of consistency there.
Yeah. And I mean, how is the document, I suppose, going to help appeal to younger people? Because traditionally, certainly the image is that, you know, it's only the over 40s or something that go to Mass.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just about Mass, the document. It's about sort of more about community. It's about the church as a community. And that's not just about going to church and, you know, confession and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's about, you know, youth groups, maybe pilgrimages, youth pilgrimages, all sorts of different things. It's not just focused on Mass. It's sort of bringing young people into a community and helping them just to, you know, maybe make new friends and become a part of their parish, really.
And how do your friends respond to this? Are you sort of marked off as the
yeah,
the holy
sometimes
one?
My friends think I'm a bit of a weirdo because I'm involved in all this, but the more that they kind of see of my involvement in the church, the more open-minded they become, because they can see that, you know, it's not all about getting down on my knees and saying a few prayers. You know, it's about having the crack, meeting new people, going to new places, doing different things. I mean, last week, as a kind of a church group, we went and climbed Slieve Donard in the Mourne Mountains. Like, and you know, that's something that I never would have done. I'm not really the kind of mountain climbing type. But it was great crack. We went up for the day and left at like 6 o'clock in the morning, climbed the mountain together and then came back down. And like, it wasn't, there was no Mass or anything like that. It was just sort of a pilgrimage together as a group, as a community. We all helped each other and, you know, had the crack, went for some food and stuff after. It's great.
And do you think this is going to be the way forward? I mean, they always say that the youth are the future, and it seems like that this kind of community-led lay involvement is very popular, or seems to be what people are tuning into.
Yeah, well, I mean, I personally, I don't think that the youth are the future of the church. I think we're here now and we're a part of the church community. And I do think that lay involvement is going to become more and more important, you know, with vocations and stuff in this country. And I mean, there's no harm in that because, you know, the church started out as a lay kind of a church, and it was only in the Middle Ages when they kind of got into all this hierarchy and stuff. And there's no harm in that, in bringing it back to basics.
And Aidan, what's been your involvement with the youth ministry?
Yeah, I kind of started a few years ago in the parish of Clane as well, Clane Rock Coffee in Kildare. I saw a notice in the local, in the Mass leaflet for a pilgrimage to Canada for World Youth Day. And I'd always kind of wanted to go to Canada, and I thought, oh, that's a good excuse to go. And I kind of applied for it and then saw the cost and thought, oh my God, I'll never go. So I kind of put it to back of my mind. And then they contacted me again because I put my name down, and then we did loads of fundraising and stuff. So we went to World Youth Day in Toronto, and that was kind of my first experience kind of the church. And it was amazing. It was, I don't know, it's so hard to describe. It was like a World Cup or something, because there was people, young people there from all over the world, like wearing their T-shirts and with flags from every country. And yet there was no match. There was no competition. There was no kind of winners or losers. There was nothing, that everybody was kind of on the same side, and you were all going there for World Youth Day. And the culmination of it was kind of like a Mass with the Pope kind of on the last weekend. So it was mad. It was just so positive, and all these people from all around the world. And kind of from then on, I kind of was hooked, kind of, I suppose, on it. And
do you think there's a difference in how your generation is experiencing church and maybe how the generation 50 years ago might have experienced church?
Yeah, definitely, and a huge difference. And thank God, like, it's a definitely a positive difference. You know, like, for my parents, and my mum would still tell me stories of the priest calling around to the school and, you know, being up on the pulpit, or, you know, and they'd be hammering the Ten Commandments into them. They had to learn. Like, there was no kind of fun or enjoyment, or it was very much kind of too one-sided. You know, they taught you this and you had to learn it, and it was black and white or whatever. Whereas, like, our church is much more vibrant and fun, and it's more, I won't say a la carte, but it's more, you can kind of, it's more flexible, you know, it's not just a hierarchy kind of telling you what to do. They, like, nowadays, you know, they listen a lot more, and if you're involved with your parish, you can kind of decide what you want to do. And if a few of us decided one year that we want to go, say, I don't know, to Rome on pilgrimage instead of wherever they've said, or, you know, your ideas will be kind of taken on board, and you can kind of decide what the church is kind of for you, you know. So it's definitely totally different to the church kind of an older generation grew up with, which I think is brilliant, because you couldn't kind of sustain that before, and people feel, you know, people feel a much better ownership kind of the church now that they kind of have a say, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's been the recent release of the Ryan Report, which raised an awful lot of negative feelings that people had in the past. I mean, how do you respond to that when people say, oh, well, I want nothing to do with church, just look at what they've done?
Yeah, it is very hard to kind of mar the two. The only way I kind of can kind of, I suppose, come to terms with or whatever is, as I was saying, like the church that I've grown up with is totally different, thank God, you know, like it's a totally different, it was a very open church, and, you know, there was no kind of negative kind of parts of it for us, you know. Obviously the people kind of years ago who grew up with Anne, the Ryan Report kind of exposed, which is horrible, and it's horrible to think that the church that now we're involved in and we think positively about, that they were part of this, that they let it happen and everything, and, you know, it really is horrible, but you kind of have to acknowledge it and then think, okay, it did happen, but now let's make sure it doesn't happen again, and kind of move forward, and think that, like, maybe before that and after that, that can be positive. There's a negative kind of there, but, like, luckily for the generation kind of today, you know, they didn't grow up with that, and I think a lot of people have a positive kind of image of the church, and it's kind of like anything, I suppose, when there's the negative kind of always gets the media attention or whatever, and you don't realize that might be only a small percentage, whereas actually the majority of the people working in the church or whatever is usually good, you know.